The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard how it was said to our ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Rakwa, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him, because otherwise your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the very last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. So I would think that the readings this morning are very, very much focusing on how we treat one another, and especially in the area of forgiveness and anger and so on. And it's good to realize, and it's good to say it more and more, there's nothing wrong with being angry. It's a perfectly healthy human emotion. If you never got angry, there'd be something wrong with you. So it's a perfectly human emotion. It's what you do with your anger. And so then arises the question of forgiveness. So when somebody says something not very nice to you or accuse you of something, two things you got to ask yourself. How do you deal when you're in the wrong? Do you have difficulty in admitting or in saying to somebody, oh, that was my mistake. I got that wrong. Can you say that? Are you comfortable with saying that? There's nothing wrong in being wrong. There's nothing wrong in not getting everything right. Jesus never said you got to get everything right. And that was why he was so down on the Pharisees and the scribes. On the outside, they were always right, they were never wrong, but you got to look into the heart. You know the old phrase in Scripture, never let the sun go down on your anger. I interpret that as saying, always go to bed with a friend. Well, if you go to bed with an enemy, it'll be 10 times worse in the morning. So it's very important when it comes to husband and wife. You know, if you have a bit of an argument or a difference of opinion and you take it to bed, it's going to be much worse in the morning. And to finally, I put it into a nutshell, as a little saying or quote I often tell you, never let anybody live rent-free in your mind. Don't give them that power. And so often we do that. We bear bitterness. We bear resentment. We hurt ourselves more than anybody else. So never let anybody live rent-free.